Your words, Lord, are spiritual life. You have the words of everlasting life.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The Jews picked up rocks to stone Jesus. Jesus answered them, "I've shown you many good works from my Father. For which of these are you trying to stone me?" The Jews answered him, "We are not stoning you for a good work, but for blasphemy. You, a man, are making yourself God." Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in the law? I said, you are gods." If he calls them gods to whom the word of God came, and scripture cannot be set aside, can you say that the one whom the Father has consecrated and sent into the world blasphemes because I said, I am the Son of God? If I do not perform my Father's words, do not believe me. But if I perform them, even if you do not believe in me, believe the works, so that you may realize and understand that the Father is in me and I am in the Father." Then they tried again to arrest him, but he escaped from their power. He went back across the Jordan to the place where John first baptized, and there he remained. But he came to him and said, "John performed no sign, but everything John said about this man was true." And many there began to believe in him. Gospel of the Lord. Until today, I cannot understand why Jesus had to suffer both spiritually and physically. He can save us from many ways without going through so much pain. Only reason is it's the will of God the Father. And John says God is love. Love to the point that he really loses himself for each one of us. The first letter of Peter says, "By his wounds we have been healed." So today we got ourselves safe and sound, not because of our merit. It's all because Jesus already given us this special treatment. We are safe. We are sound. So much, how much we trust in this love of God. So many times we say we try to be better, a good man, a good woman. Is that enough? Jesus said, "You have to be perfect as God the Father is perfect." Perfection means to love to the point that you sacrifice your life for other people. That's life of Jesus. That is our life. This point to us how we have to live in His way. Come and follow me. His footsteps towards Calvary. Not because of for pain, because to suffer for the sake of the sinners. First of all, for ourselves. Also for those people in need. You may ask who? No matter. Entrust it to Christ, to Jesus. He knows who need this grace. So let us live as one body, one mind, with Jesus, in Jesus. That's why he prayed, Father, that all may be one, especially his followers, is one with him to live a life, not for self, for the sake of love. So that our life is not for ourselves. It's for people in need, not only for money. You share your pain to get of Jesus, to have the grace of the people next to you, that they may have the grace that they can say yes to God the Father, yes to the will of God. And first of all, we have to say first ourselves, we say yes to do the will of God on a daily basis.